But Tony, what's missing in all of this are Democrats who are willing to step up and say, it's time to do the right thing, Mr. President, and sanction the hell out of Putin and Russia. And so far, I haven't heard a single Democrat step up, stick their neck out and say that. And it's got to make you wonder why. I wonder why Biden is so weak on Russia to begin with. What I mean, you go back to pre-election, everything that we learned that the media and big tech tried to cover up about Hunter Biden's dealings and with Ukraine and in Russia, like what do they know about Hunter Biden? What do they know about the Bidens that's causing Biden to be so weak in this moment? There's got to be an explanation to all of this, because right now there's no good explanation for why Biden is so weak.
I'm looking you right in the eye, Congressman Banks. We're both here at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. Are you making the argument that the president is compromised by Ukraine?
I've got to wonder, what do the Chinese know about Hunter Biden's business dealings? How did he get so filthy rich out of Ukraine, Russia, China, and other parts of the world that we now find ourselves in such big conflict with? And we have a president, his dad, who's not willing to do enough to do anything about it, who's not pushing back, not doing the obvious things we should be doing about it.
I am hoping that by this time in our professional relationship, sir, we've had a lot of good conversations, that you know that I ask questions that are serious, that I ask questions that are focused. I'm not a macho man by any stretch of the imagination. You realize that by saying that, that clip is now going to get sent around the world, that Congressman Jim Banks of the Republican Study Committee is questioning out loud whether or not Joe Biden is the puppet of Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping.
Tony, I'm asking the same question that millions of Americans are asking. Why is this president not doing exactly the obvious thing that he should be doing? Why is he not sanctioning Putin himself, removing China from the SWIFT banking system, going after Russia's energy sector? These are obvious questions that the American people don't have a good answer from this president about. And yes, I am asking the obvious question. What did Hunter Biden's business dealings in that part of the world with China, how did the Bidens get so filthy rich? And why right now, as we find ourselves on the brink of a worldwide disaster, is Biden so weak and not doing anything about it? I don't know if there's a correlation or not, but it's an obvious question that a lot of people would like to have an answer to.
My answer, my off-the-cuff answer, and I've said this before, is that when you don't have a core,